She made it look incredibly easy, like walking down the cliff face, holding onto the creeper like a rope as she lowered herself hand over hand, one step down the vertical side after another. All too soon she had reached the ledge beside the river, and it was Matt's turn. "Coming, ready or not," he shouted, trying to sound as unconcerned as Robin seemed. "Just be careful," she told him. "It isn't as easy as it looks." "Now you tell me." He was over the edge by this time, dangling from a slippery creeper, with his feet flailing at the rock face. He tried to place them, as Robin had, solidly against the side, but he only succeeded in pushing himself away and starting to spin. He could feel the creeper slipping through his hands and tightened his grip. There was a jolt as he stopped sliding down. Another jolt as the creeper moved. Matt looked up and could see the makeshift rope was tearing, strand after strand of slippery green creeper snapping and breaking above him. He loosened his grip and started to slide again, hoping he could stop before he hit the water. Then the creeper broke. He slammed down into the rock ledge, the creeper falling with him, tangling in his feet and dragging him to the brink. Robin had an arm around his waist, trying to pull him upright, but then his feet were whipped from under him, and Matt was falling again. He twisted desperately, arms thrashing, as he tried to regain his balance. Falling, he smacked into something and felt it move. It was Robin. His shoulder caught her in the stomach and sent her reeling to the edge. She stood frozen for a moment, back arched as she tried to heave herself upright again. Then she was falling backwards over the ledge and towards the raging torrent below. Matt lashed out. His hand slapped against something. Robin's hand. She grabbed him, and suddenly he had her entire weight pulling him to the edge too. He managed to brace his feet against the rock and looked down into the river, into Robin's face as she looked back up at him. She was hanging from his hand, over the sheer drop to the water below. Matt's hand was still slick from the creeper, and he could feel her slipping away, falling. Her backpack slipped from her shoulder, crashing into the river below, ripped to shreds. Matt saw the torch explode into pieces as it hit a jagged rock poking up from the swirling torrent of water. Without the weight and awkwardness of the backpack, somehow Robin managed to hold on, and somehow Matt managed to drag her back up towards the ledge. When she was close enough, she reached out with her free hand and clamped it over the edge. She let go of Matt and hauled herself back up. "Sorry," he said, embarrassed now that she was safe. "The creeper I saw wasn't your fault. I picked the wrong creeper."
"Like we had much choice," he told her.
"Forget it," she said. "But, you know, thanks."
"Pleasure." Robin turned to stare into the dark opening, into the tunnel where the water emerged. The ledge they were standing on seemed to continue into the mountain.
"Shall we?" she asked, taking Matt's hand. "This is where it really gets dangerous."
Together, they walked into the darkness.